Patty DeGangie and Shirley Gutkowski are known for bringing their Midwestern sensibility to today's health issues with an eye towards the future. With decades of experience in clinical dental hygiene, writing about it, speaking on it, and pondering over all aspects of it, Patty and Shirley challenge dental hygienists to reach higher levels of revolutionary thinking to meet 21st century patient needs, wants, and expectations. Beware their infectious excitement. It can be catchy.
Welcome to Modern Millennial Hygienist. My name is Shirley Gutkowski.
And this is Judy Carroll. For this month's article, I wanted to start out with a very important quote that I read in Dimensions of Dental Hygiene back in 2007 by Dr. William Giannoble. And here's what he stated. In the future, regenerative therapies could be as simple as local delivery of regenerative molecules placed subgingivally to promote repair of periodontal and gingival defects. New drug delivery systems to stimulate wound repair of soft tissue and extraction defects may be as simple as applying medicaments directly to wounds. I have to say, Shirley, when I first read this in Dimensions way back in April of 2007, I was just ecstatic because this kind of, I had already been doing regenerative procedures for a few years by the time this came out. And it was nice to read, you know, that someone out there, and Dr. William Giannoble is one of the leading researchers, by the way, in regenerative medicine. That's his area of specialty out at the University of Michigan. So he's kind of the guru of regenerative therapies. And, you know, for someone with his credentials to come in and state that in Dimensions of Dental Hygiene, and basically what it was saying to me was that the future of regeneration is it could be in the dental hygienist's hands. And so, and like I said, I had already been doing regenerative therapy using an endoscope and various regenerative proteins for a few years by that time.
Why don't we?
So to me, it was really nice to read.
Yeah. Can we just take a second and just congratulations and high five on your vindication? Because that's always awesome when you've been doing something or talking about something or, you know, being ahead of what a lot of people think and say, and then somebody publishes the exact same thing with fancier credentials than what you have. So
yeah.
And then what do you consider regenerative therapies? I think that would be really an important feature here.
Well, what you know, regenerative, what we're looking for in regeneration, obviously, in my realm is bone fill on the x-rays in infrabony defects, where you see vertical defects creating bone fill, okay? Because we can't, you know, as a hygienist, I can't regenerate tissue, actual tissue, gingival tissues. But to actually see bone fill in the x-ray, and I have chosen, you know, I talk about in this article about what I use to promote periodontal defect repair. And doing that non-surgically. So this is something that is scope of practice in the state of Washington. This is something that I did have to, by the way, go to court to defend. And, you know, we have, you know, I basically set a precedent here in Washington State where using these regenerative therapies in the hands of a hygienist is legal here in Washington State. And it's legal in other states as well. You just have to decide whether a hygienist can actually place regenerative proteins. And in many states, they don't even have, you know, certain laws outlining that yet. Because in the state of Washington, it's kind of falls under the same category as using a local delivery antimicrobial.
Mm-hmm, right.
You just have to do it under the supervision of a dentist. But again, we're talking about bone fill in teeth with many times the teeth that have bone loss all the way to the apex. A lot of times I see the more hopeless the case, the better the result you get, really. And when you've done this literally thousands of times, you start to see a pattern. And you start to develop your own protocol for more consistent, predictable results. And in surgery, you know, by the way, you know, regenerative surgeries and using regenerative proteins has been around a while. And there's clinicians out there that aren't even aware of what regenerative therapies are available. But, you know, even with surgery, even with surgical techniques, regenerative repair of defects is not, you know, it's not fairly predictable. There's a lot of periodontists that will tell you it's just not as predictable as they'd like to see. Mm-hmm. And so I did include in this article a link to Dr. Giannoble's interview called Engineering the Future of Care. And what he talks about is making regenerative therapies more predictable and also, you know, kind of simplifying that. Although it is a very complex thing when you're trying to regenerate tissues around teeth. So I mentioned in the article why that is so difficult. I mean, let's face it, you've got hard structures poking through soft structures. The teeth are constantly bombarded with oral pathogens and chronic inflammation and toxins and chemicals and food and, you know, damaging forces and all these things. And that's why it's such a unique area. It's such a unique and challenging area to promote regeneration. So that's kind of been my focus, really, surely, for the past 15 years. My goal had always been, I want to promote regeneration.
Yeah.
I don't want to just get long junctional epithelial attachment. You know, our goal in hygiene certainly is to get disease in remission and be able to have the patient manage that disease long-term, you know, to manage health, oral health long-term. But, you know, after using an endoscope for a few years, I just came up with this thought of, wow, you know, we could be regenerating bone rather than just, you know, our goal of just getting healthy tissues. Long-term, why not promote regeneration, especially in someone who's got bone loss all the way to the apex, or if someone is not a surgical candidate and they have such advanced bone loss that they now have advanced mobility. All of these things, all of these patients that are not good surgical candidates for whatever reason, they can't afford it or they have poor health or whatever it is, they're a smoker, or the bone loss is so advanced that it goes all the way, you know, down the root. Are you really going to do surgery on someone with bone loss
they're
to that extreme?
They're called hopeless teeth, right? And then they're just extracted.
Teeth, yeah.
And we have, I've coined a term, I don't know how prolific it is yet, is suicide teeth. They've had perio, they've had crowns, they've had root canals. They're on their second or third root canal, and they just want out. But this whole idea of regeneration and this whole idea of bringing bone back is really hard for people to get their head around, because we are taught, and this is drummed into our heads in school and out of school, that periodontal disease is only barely manageable and manageable only with floss, and that we'll never get the bone back, and that's why we can never cure periodontal disease. So I am of the mindset that you can cure periodontal disease, and I'm wondering, are you going that far?
You can certainly, and you can repair vertical defects. You can virtually erase vertical bony defects, and you can keep and manage. You can manage disease, keep it in remission long term if you're addressing host response, if you are using anti-infective measures, if you're teaching appropriate home care, if you're addressing deficiencies and blood sugar issues and all those things.
Right.
And that's what I focus on in my clinic. And I go the extra mile to make sure that the host is in a, you know, excellent position to regenerate bone. And that could be why I'm getting results that are more consistent than most people using regenerative proteins. I am addressing host response. And actually, that's something that Dr. William Giannoble talks a lot about in his interview, Engineering the Future of Care. He talks about all that this is multifactorial. You have to take each individual patient, their particular risk factors and challenges into account when you're trying to promote regeneration.
As you were describing this, I thought to myself, you know, you're not getting consistent results, because not many people are working on the whole system. Periodontal disease is not a topical disease, and we're treating it as if it were, and we are getting the responses as if it were.
I think a lot of clinicians are still treating periodontal diseases as if it was just a topical disease. As you mentioned, I've never heard that term before, but that's a good way to describe it. You can't possibly expect to get health, oral health, without addressing systemic health. For example,
right.
And what if you've got hyper responders? Most of my patients, almost all of my patients, are hyper responders. So how I control that part of it. And by the way, Dr. Giannoble talks about that as well, about these hyper responders, this hyper-inflammatory patient. You've got to, you know, when you've got host response that's exaggerated, you've got to do something about it. And that's why I use host modulated therapy. And that could be why I'm getting more consistent results. That and other issues.
I'm sure.
I'm not doing
why.
Surgery. I'm using an endoscope. I'm not cutting.
Yeah.
I'm not actually creating more trauma to the body. I'm able to go in with an endoscope all the way to the root apex, clean it out, prepare that root, and then place that protein and allow that patient to heal without them having to come, you know, overcome, you know, all the trauma from surgery. You know, some of the teeth that I treat would fall out during surgery, you know, and so the advantage of a hygienist doing this procedure is that it's non-surgical, it's completely minimally invasive. This is the most minimally invasive way to promote regeneration. But, you know, it's not to the point yet where you can't use an endoscope. It's not that simple as Dr. Giannoble described in the quote that I mentioned. It's not to the point where you can just, hey, you know, go ahead and squirt some regenerative proteins into the sulcus. You've got to prepare it, and you've got to prepare the host. And
there's more,
you know,
to it than crossing your fingers, right?
There's more to it, but actually, even though it sounds like a lot, it is fairly simple.
Yeah.
It actually is fairly simple.
Well, our time is up, Judy, so I think this is a really awesome article, again, and it really raises some important issues, and as usual, we're pushing the envelope, so yay for us.
Thank you, Shirley. Thank you, Shirley, and we'll keep doing so.
All right. So stay tuned, everybody, for the next installment of the Modern Millennial Hygienist. Thank you.